This news update's being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, your roofing, gutting, and siding experts. And McKenzie Jewelers, if you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by All Hands and Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full line service department. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. A man was seriously injured after his moped was struck by a car earlier Friday morning in Huron County's Oliver Township. The crash, reported at 7:15 a.m. on Elkton Road near Camborough Road, left Roy Hill, 41 of Marlette, with severe injuries after his moped was hit by a 2008 Chevy Cobalt driven by a 21-year-old Bay City man. First responders included Huron County Sheriff's deputies, local police and fire departments, and ambulances from Elkton and Pigeon. Hill was initially taken to Schurer Hospital and later airlifted to a hospital outside the county due to the extent of his injuries. Authorities said the moped may have lacked a working taillight, and preliminary findings suggest the car struck the slower-moving moped in darkness after failing to see it in time. Sheriff Kelly Hansett also noted Hill was traveling between work in the Pigeon area and his home in Marlette. The crash remains under investigation by Huron County officials, while support from Elkton Village Police. A proposal to allow Amish communities build a bridge over Cass River to avoid hazardous travel on M53 is showing progress. County commissioners in Huron, Sanilac, and Tuscola have previously supported the Amish-funded project, which seeks to reduce horse and buggy accidents on the busy highway. After a lengthy delay, the Michigan Department of Natural Resources now appears open to allowing the bridge, according to Tuscola County Commissioner Tom Bardwell. The next steps may include securing an easement and conducting a survey of the planned site. Local officials stress that M53 poses serious risk for Amish travelers, with incidents of injury and fatalities from vehicle collisions. The bridge would provide a safer route for the affected communities. And GST Michigan Works will host two career-focused events at their Bad Axe Center on 614 North Crescent Street. The first event, on Monday, November 3rd, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., will guide participants through creating a LinkedIn account and leveraging the platform for job searching. Amber Haig, a recruiting expert from Bay City, will lead a session demonstrating how to effectively navigate LinkedIn. Attendees are encouraged to bring a resume with professional headshots available on site. The second, geared towards veterans seeking guidance on career opportunities, takes place on Monday, November 10th, from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in partnership with Bad Axe Veterans Affairs Office. Veterans in Huron County can gain information on job resources and available support. Both events are designed to support local job seekers with practical tools and information. And we will return right after this.
Ring in the holiday season with jewelry that shines bright as your love for her and sparks joy in any gathering. McKenzie Jewelers has diamond rings, pendants, and bracelets with on-trend, accented designs, including chain-inspired styles, and much more. Dare to dazzle this Christmas with chic diamond-style jewelry that stands out from the crowd and gleams with modern flair.
If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. That's McKenzie Jewelers in Bad Axe Shopping Center on the north side of Bad Axe.
McKenzie Jewelers of Bad Axe, helping her eyes sparkle on Christmas morning for over 40 years.
The north end of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine north end retailers include Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
And we're back with a look at more news. A government shutdown has led to a surge of flight cancellations and delays at major U.S. airports. Travelers are facing long lines and uncertainty as both sides argue over funding. Airlines are calling on leaders to resolve the dispute and reopen the government. With lost revenue and frustrated passengers, the aviation sector warns of lasting effects. The labor groups say the disruption could hurt holiday travel plans, and authorities are asking for patience as negotiations continue. At a regular press conference, China's foreign ministry confirmed President Xi Jinping will attend several international summits later this month. Officials highlighted deeper partnerships with neighboring Asian countries, and diplomats stress the importance of dialogue for global stability and growth. Security issues remain a top priority as regional tensions persist. Chinese partnership and leadership continues to advocate peaceful resolutions of disputes. Observers anticipate major announcements after the meetings. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, roofing, gutter, and siding experts. By McKenzie Jewelers. If you don't know diamonds, know your jeweler. McKenzie Jewelers in the Bad Axe Shopping Center of Bad Axe. And by Al Hansen Motors in downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealer with a full-line service department.
Before we know it, winter will be here and snow will be too. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Now's your chance to save on all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles before winter. I've knocked off $1,000 on two all-wheel drive SUVs. A 2023 Ford Escape Platinum being the top trim. It has all the bells and whistles. Remote start, full power, heated seats, heated steering wheel, 360-degree camera, power liftgate, memory seats, and Ford's Co-Pilot 360 safety package. It has just 34,000 miles and now only $26,980. Need a third row SUV? I also have a fully loaded all-wheel drive 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. Stay warm in the winter with remote start, full power, heated seats and steering wheel, cooled seats for when the summer comes back around, and a power lift gate for easy cargo loading, park and lane keep assist too. It has 103,000 miles and a 3.6 V6 engine, now just $17,980. I also have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's four-wheel drive, fully loaded, with only 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,000. Wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab 4x4. It has remote start, front and rear park assist, heated and cooled seats, power tailgate, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, take it home for just $28,780. Don't miss these deals before they're gone at Al Hansen Motors.
Oh no!
Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.